Boise State student Misty Love Engelstrom studies inside on this chilly fall day. She's an almost sophomore geology major. Love Engelstrom says she already has student loans. By the time she finishes undergrad and grad school, she'll have thousands of dollars of debt.
I'm anticipating probably close to between 30 and 40. I'm hoping it doesn't get that high, but it's going to be a lot of money.
Love Engelstrom says she worries about being able to pay back her loans. And she's not alone. On average, students graduating from a four-year institution in the U.S. will have more than $23,000 in student loans. President Obama's proposal would cap monthly loan payments at 10% of discretionary income instead of the 15% that's currently allowed. That's already set to happen in 2014. Obama wants to move it up to next year. The White House estimates this could benefit 14,000 Idahoans. Even more could get some relief from loan consolidation and lowering interest payments. Misty Love Engelstrom says sometimes when she looks at the job market, she asks herself if it's even worth getting a degree at such a high cost.
Eventually, it will pay itself off. I've worked in banking. I was a loan officer for a few years, and I was made fully aware that there was a ceiling as far as how high I could go because I hadn't had a college degree yet. I was only allowed to make a certain amount of money and go only so far without that college degree.
Most of Obama's proposal focuses on lowering the amount of loan payments. Love Engelstrom says that's not her biggest concern. She's worried about how long it will take to pay them. Obama also proposes to forgive federal loans after 20 years of payments, not 25 as the law is now written. I'm Adam Cotterell, KBSX News.